Eli came back from Iraq and tattooed a teddy bear under the inside of his wrist. Above that, a medic with an IV bag. Above that, an angel. But Eli says the teddy bear won't live. And I know I don't know, but I say I know. Because Eli's only 24, and I've never seen eyes further away from childhood than his. Eyes old with the wisdom he knows I'd rather not have. Eli's mother traces a teddy bear onto the inside of my arm and says, not all casualties come home in body bags. And I swear, I'd spend the rest of my life writing nothing but the word light at the end of this tunnel. If I could find the fucking tunnel, I'd write nothing but white flags. Somebody pray for the soldiers. Somebody pray for what's lost. Somebody pray for the mailbox that holds the official letters to the fathers, mothers, sisters, and little brothers of Michael 19, Stephen 21, John 33. How ironic that their deaths sound like Bible verses. The hearses parked in the halls of the high school recruiting black, brown, and poor. Will anti-war activists outside Walter Reed Army Hospital scream 100,000 slain as an amputee on the third floor breeze forget-me-nots under the window pane? But how can we forget what we never knew? Our sky is so perfectly blue, it's repulsive. Somebody tell me where God lives, because if God is truth, God doesn't live here. Our lives have seared the sun too hot to live by. There were ghosts of kids who are still alive, toting M16s with trembling hands while we dream ourselves stars on Survivor. Another missile sets fire to the face and the locket of the mother whose son needed money for college, and she swears she can feel his photograph burn. How many wars will it take us to learn that only the dead return? The rest remain forever caught between worlds of shrapnel shattered body of three-year-old girl to welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order? The mortar of sanity crumbling, stumbling back home to a home that will never be home again. Eli doesn't know if he can ever write a poem again. One-third of the homeless men in this country are veterans, and we have the nerve to support our troops with pretty yellow ribbons while giving nothing but dirty looks to their outstretched hands. Tell me what land of the free sets free its 18-year-old kids into greedy war zones, homes them like missiles and returns their bones in the middle of the night so no one can see, each death swept beneath the carpet and hidden like dirt, each life a promise we never kept. Jeff Lucy came back from Iraq and hung himself in his parents' basement with a garden hose. The night before he died, he spent 45 minutes on his father's lap, rocking like a baby, rocking like, Daddy, save me. And don't think for a minute he too is in collateral damage in the mansions of Washington. They are watching them burn and hoarding the water. No senators' sons are being sent out to slaughter. No senators' daughters are licking ashes from their lips or dreaming up ropes to wrap around their necks in case they ever make it home alive. Our eyes are closed, America. There are souls in the boots of the soldiers, America. F*** your yellow ribbon. You want to support our troops? Bring them home and hold them tight when they get here. Thank you.